Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shakira's ex Gerard Piqué posts a photo of him and his new girlfriend. Selena Gomez may be releasing new music. Lisa of Blackpink is breaking records. Scooter Braun is the CEO of Hive. And Lea Michele's bestie breaks down those rumors about her reading skills. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Thursday, January 26th.
Shakira debuted in the Hot 100 Top 10 with her revenge track. But is her ex Gerard Piqué fighting back on Insta? Shakira came in at number 9 on the Hot 100 with her song Bizarrap Music Session Volume 53, where she calls out her ex, soccer star Gerard Piqué, for a number of things. But he may be responding with his latest Instagram post. He posted this pic with his girlfriend Clara Chia, making them Instagram official. I guess you gotta do something when Shakira owns you so hard on a top 10 song. In the hit, she references Piqué and Chia a few times, saying he traded in a Rolex for a Casio. Ouch! And Shakira says she's worth two 22-year-olds. Plus, she says Clara sounds like a good person, but clearly, she's not.
Selena Gomez shared a cryptic Instagram post, and fans believe her new album is in the works. Selena Gomez took an opportunity to tease her fans again with a mysterious Instagram post on Wednesday. The pop star posted a series of pics of what appears to be the singer in the studio, simply captioning them, three. And if that didn't reach her fans, she added a story post as well. In the photos, we see Selena dancing around with blonde hair and cleaning up a spilled drink. This comes a week after Gomez replied to a fan comment asking, "Where's the album?" To which Selena replied, "Oh, it's coming." Selena's last album, Rare, which was released in 2020, hit the number one spot on the Billboard 200, and her Spanish-language EP, Revelacion, marked the multi-hyphenate's first number one on Billboard's Top Latin Albums chart. At this time, we don't have any info on Selena's new album or a release date.
Lisa of Blackpink is breaking all the records, and we are running down her accomplishments. Hey, the Guinness Book of World Records announced Lisa of Blackpink set a trio of new world records last year. Lisa was the K-pop queen of award ceremonies, as she was the first solo K-pop winner at the MTV Video Music Awards, where she impressively took home Best K-pop over mega group BTS. She was also the first solo K-pop winner at the MTV Europe Music Awards. And she is loved by the Blinks. Lisa's third record is all about social media, where she set the new high watermark for most followers on Instagram for a K-pop artist, with a massive 86.3 million blinks following her on the platform.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
Scooter Braun has taken the title of CEO Hive America. Up until recently, Scooter Braun shared the co-CEO title with veteran Hive executive Lindsay Yoon, who spearheaded Hive's efforts to showcase K-pop artists based in the U.S. In a 2021 interview, he told Billboard that the U.S. provided an opportunity to implement the company's winning formula that helped turn BTS into global superstars. A Hive representative confirmed to Billboard that Braun is now the sole CEO of Hive America. Braun joined the company through Hive's $1.05 billion acquisition of his Ithaca holdings in 2021. Ithaca encompasses SB Projects, the management firm behind Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. Lea Michele is killing it on Broadway, but she still can't shake the illiterate rumors. Even her bestie is talking about it.
Truly. Biggest misconception is that she can't read.
Oh, Andy Cohen went there, but Emma Roberts had the best response about Lea's lingering rumor.
I mean, we've not been in a book club together, but...
But hey, Julie Bowen came to her defense.
Why is reading so important?
Damn it, guys.
Obviously, they're all joking and having a good time, but Emma made sure to sing her friend's praises as well.
But I'm just so happy for her. I mean, she's so down to earth and so talented, and she just deserves everything she's getting with all the funny girl praise,
you
and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.